The National Insurance Commissioner, Yameke Chiama, says the insurance industry faces the risk of legal and financial damage of reputation. This is due to his exposure to money laundering and financial terrorism. He's therefore asked insurance entities to adopt risk-based approach to check the trend. Mrs. Chiama was speaking at the launch of anti-money laundering and financial terrorism for the insurance industry in Accra. Eugenia Adrimo reports.
Mrs. Chiama said insurers and insurance intermediaries are at high risk of being used as channels for money laundering and financial terrorism, hence the need for all members in the sector to adopt the risk-based approach to deal with the phenomenon. She stated that the commission will work tirelessly to supervise and monitor insurance companies on the compliance of the guidelines to curb money laundering and financial terrorism.
The insurance sector, especially insurers and insurance intermediaries, underwriting all placing life insurance and other investment-related insurances, among other financial services sector operators, are potentially at risk of being misused knowingly or unknowingly for money laundering and the financing of terrorism. Insurance entities are therefore very crucial in the implementation of AML-CFT requirements. Again, the NIC will work hard to ensure that this supervisory framework is effective enough to monitor and help enforce compliance by insurers and intermediaries with the AML-CFT requirements, especially as it moves its supervisory framework to a risk-based approach.
The acting chief executive officer of the Financial Intelligence Center, Thompson Asil, warned insurers that the center will not tolerate excuses under the pretext of ignorance of the regulations with its outdooring.
The FIC caution players in the insurance industry that the time to rise to their responsibility is now. After the launch of the guidelines, the system will no longer tolerate any excuse born out of ignorance or insatiable desire for profit than the security and sanity of the entire financial system.
The acting chief executive officer of the Financial Intelligence Center, Thompson Essel, ending that report by Eugenia Drimore.